wisdom aright. Let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be unto all. At this time, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in it was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful there for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? He that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.
This is the third week after Great and Holy Pascha. And on this day is read the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ healing the lame man at the pool at Bethesda. There is so much richness within the Orthodox faith. It's hard to even light upon even a small amount of what is being conveyed by the church during in the gospel reading. But today, let us consider that our Lord Jesus Christ came to the pool of Bethesda, and there he found a man who was diseased. And he was at beside this certain pool because at this certain pool, once in the year, the angel would come and trouble the water, and whoever was in first would be healed. It is widely agreed upon within holy tradition that the angel that came and troubled the waters, the holy archangel Raphael, who is also the companion of Tobias in the book of Tobit. And what we... So what we should consider today in this gospel was that our Lord Jesus Christ came to do what was only done once a year by an angel. Our Lord Jesus Christ came. The disciples of St. John the Baptist came to Jesus and said, "We want to know if you are the Christ." And our Lord Jesus Christ immediately went out and healed the sick and preached the gospel and said, "Go and tell John what you saw, that the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame are made to walk again, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." And so, by the seeing of these things, it was a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ that he was indeed the Messiah. And so, why do we have this gospel in the third week after the bright and holy resurrection? We have this gospel after the bright and holy resurrection because rather than simply telling everybody about our Lord Jesus Christ as being the Messiah and without any proofs, the church has appointed that we would use that our Lord came and did exactly what he said was a witness to St. John the Baptist. And so our Lord Jesus Christ in today's gospel and epistle, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ raised up a paralytic and that his disciples raised up a paralytic and raised the dead. And so the testimony of the church was that as Jesus Christ was on earth, so continues he in the church. So continues he after the bright and glorious resurrection. Our Lord Jesus Christ, more than a pool, we read or we sing in the third irmos of the Canon of Pascha, "Come, let us drink a new drink, not one miraculously brought forth from a barren rock, but the fountain of incorruption springing forth from the tomb of Christ, in whom we are established." Our Lord Jesus Christ is that spring of living water. Our Lord Jesus Christ is that healing water who is ever healing more than just once a year. And that is the testimony that we have today, that our Lord Jesus Christ is that living water, which will also be read again next week in the gospel concerning the Samaritan woman. In that our Lord Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, in that he is trampled down death by death, in that our Lord Jesus Christ was upon the earth and witnessed by his apostles and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, it is at this time when it would behoove us to consider the reality of the lives that we live. The world would have us to live in its reality. The world is very good at dragging us into living in its reality. But let us consider that our Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Death has been trampled. The punishment for sin has been eradicated in Christ. And so that we have today the ability to live eternal life. We do not have to wait until our physical bodies die.
we can abide in eternal life right now. For the kingdom of God is within. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And so, let us lay hold of eternal life. Let us lay hold of salvation. Let us abide by that river of living waters. I serve in a parish about an hour south of here, and we practice the Western Rite, which is the liturgy of St. Gregory, Pope of Rome, back in the time before the church was split. And it is appointed at the beginning of our liturgy to sanctify the area, the church, with holy water. And so we sprinkle everything with holy water. We sprinkle everybody with holy water. And in the time of Pascha, the verse that is sung during that refers back to the temple that the prophet foretold, and how that there was a river that came out of the side of the altar and ran outside of the temple and ran outside of Jerusalem. And in that, the angel said to the prophet, "Son of man, what do you see?" He says, I see a river like as a stream. And then he took him down the road a little bit, down the river a little bit, and he says, "Son of man, what do you see?" He says, "I see a stream, and it's up to my knees." And he took him down the river further, and he says, "Son of man, what do you see?" He says, "I see a river, and it's up to my waist." And then he brings him down the river, and he says, "Son of man, what do you see?" He says, "I see a torrent river." He says, "And there are trees abiding by it." Our Lord Jesus Christ is that river. And those trees planted by the riverside are those that abide in Christ. And the angel told the prophet that wherever this river goes, it will make the desert places to bloom. It will make dry places to be able to bring forth life. And so is our Lord Jesus Christ. So is our Lord Jesus Christ, who not just giving us physical water like Moses came, brought forth from the rock, but our Lord Jesus Christ is the fountain of incorruption. Let us abide by him. Let us acquire that spirit of peace that he gave us, that he has bestowed upon us. Let us abide in him so that, like the psalmist who said, "But his will is rather in the law of the Lord, and in his law will he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree which is planted by the streams of the waters, which shall bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf shall not fall, and all things whatsoever he may do shall prosper." Let us abide close to this river. Let us abide where our roots can always take in this water. Let us abide where the humidity in the air will never make the leaves to dry up and fall off. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.